My name is Charles Cohen. I'm the Assistant Police Chief for the Town of Amherst Police Department. Here's an update to our earlier press release. Last night at about 4:45 a.m., the Town of Amherst Police Department executed a search warrant signed by Amherst Town Justice Mark Farrell at 66 Williamsburg Square. With the assistance of the Erie County Hazmat Team and the ATF, a significant amount of explosive material and potentially dangerous chemicals were removed, and the scene was decontaminated. At this time, no links to a terrorist plot have been discovered, and no specific threats were made. The evidence is being evaluated, and additional charges may be forthcoming. This morning, the defendant was arraigned in Amherst Town Court, again by Judge Farrell, on the listed charges. He was remanded to the Erie County Holding Center in lieu of a $500,000 bond or $250,000 cash bail. Further court proceedings are pending, and the investigation continues.
Can you describe at all some of the things that were found, a little more detailed, if you can, for us?
There was homemade explosive material and a lot of chemicals that would be used in processing those.
Can you talk about how elaborate it was in there? Were they strewn about? Did it look like he obtained them from over the internet? Can you describe how things were sort of set up?
It was described to me that the most of it was obtained legally. I can't go into much greater detail because, like, as I said, it is an ongoing investigation.
When you
what
say
was he
going to
do
material?
With all these things? Was it for research? What was he going to do? Was it research? Was it just something he wanted to do?
Nothing indicated that it was for legitimate research.
Can you talk about significant amount? What does that mean? How much can you quantify at least a little
I
bit?
I can't get into any of the evidentiary matters right now, as I said, because it's an ongoing investigation.
Last night you said they found explosives. Last night you said that. Did you actually find explosives and explosive material, or did you find any finished products?
Yes.
Okay, and some unfinished stuff.
Correct.
Okay, so a lot of gunpowder, probably.
It was more chemicals. Okay.
Making bombs? By finished product, what do you mean? Bombs?
An explosive substance, something that could readily be detonated.
You were out there for more than 12 hours. Can you talk about how complex the investigation and the remediation was?
Well, all of those things take time. We had to bring in the right people from the county and the federal government, and no one's in a hurry to bump anything or touch anything that shouldn't be touched or bumped.
Given what you found, will we see federal charges?
I can't comment on that.
Can you say whether or not the amount of explosive materials and the chemicals he had in there, was it enough to blow up that entire complex?
We evacuated one side of the duplex. That was the extent of it, based on our best information that was provided to us by the emergency officials.
So how much harm could it have done? That's my question, I guess.
I'm not an expert on that.
Was it a workshop or was it everywhere in the house? Describe some of the geography if you can.
I was told that there were chemicals in just about every room.
You said he obtained the items legally on the internet from a store.
I can't comment on them.
How many times did Amherst Police respond to that address in the last couple months?
To my knowledge, this is the first time.
Okay, because neighbors said that they had heard what sounded like explosions, and they claimed they had called police, but you had no record of going there.
That's possible. I had to research.
Can you tell us any more about this guy? Does he have previous criminal background or anything?
I can't get into that.
What about what he was doing when he was shooting the rifle? Did you get more detail of that? Was he just truly target practicing?
That's how it was described.
Neighbors have given us various stories of behavior that's not quite typical for most neighborhoods. Can you address in any way the kind of guy he was? Was he, I hate to use the phrase or put words in your mouth, but was he an oddball?
Well, a lot of his behavior was inconsistent with how you normally would conduct yourself.
Has he said anything to law enforcement?
I can't comment on that.
Can you elaborate on the behavior? Neighbors have told us pogo sticks and blow darts, but I'm wondering if you know anything or can
add. I don't know any knowledge of that firsthand.
How old is he?
25.
25, and 4:45 this morning is when the search warrant was executed.
Correct.
About when did you first arrive last night?
I believe the initial call was around 6 o'clock.
Okay. Why so long then before the search warrant?
The investigation unfolded, and I think public safety and officer safety was the primary concern, and then we transitioned into the investigation mode when we felt it was safe to do so.
Was it your warrant, federal?
There was an Amherst Town Court warrant, search warrant.
Where is he being held, Amherst or Erie?
He's at the Erie County Holding Center now.
Was a robot used to get any of this out?
Yes.
Where did the robot come from?
Erie County Explosive Ordnance Unit.
So that was the first thing sent in, or obviously police had been in to see this stuff, and then they exited, right?
Correct.
And then, and they went in initially with his permission, right?
Correct.
Okay, so they asked, do you have more guns? He said yes. and he was, you were allowed inside. They saw more guns. They saw other weird stuff, and then they got out.
Basically, yes.
Okay. Can you elaborate on the weapons at all? How many? What type? Were they obtained legally?
I really can't comment on anything that has to do with the evidence.
You can't tell us exactly what was in there, at least a general description.
I'm not the expert on that. It's,
The expert hasn't filled you in on what?
It's very early in the investigation.
Can you describe, and I know this might be tough, can you describe the investigation? Is Amherst the lead, and what kind of things that you can share?
Right now, we have lodged charges in Amherst Town Court. There could be pending federal charges. The ATF, we're working with the ATF. And I can't comment on the condition of their investigation right now.
Did he live alone?
I believe so.
So all of his charges now relate to him target practicing out of his back door. They're not related to the other stuff.
No, we lodged one charge in relation to the explosives.
And what is that one?
The criminal possession of a weapon.
Okay.
Criminal what?
Criminal possession of a weapon.
So the criminal possession of the weapon was specific to explosives?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us anything else about the inside of the house besides explosives, besides chemicals? Was there anything unusual?
I can't get into the whole
investigation. How volatile were the things inside? Were they in danger that something as simple as opening the door could set them off? Were you just extra careful as to not set them off or mix things?
Well, that's the problem with the homemade substances is you can't really be sure, so we took all the precautions that were available to us to take.
We noticed a scale and also some large Rubbermaid containers, presumably with evidence being taken away. Who's handling that? Where does it go? Where do you go from here?
I don't want to get into great detail with the handling of the evidence, but a lot of the more hazardous materials were being handled by the ATF.
If you can, describe more fully explosive materials. Was this chemicals? Was this gunpowder?
It's a mixture of chemicals that could explode.
People are familiar with an M80, which is like the size of your thumb, like little rolled up. Did you find something like that?
No, it was more of the nature of a chemical substance.
We overheard one of the ATF agents talking about taking evidence possibly to the airport. Is it being taken somewhere other than Western New York to be tested?
I can't comment on ATF policy.
We heard up to 50 bags of stuff. Is that in the range of what was taken?
There was a large amount of evidence. I don't know the number of bags.
Most unusual thing found in there?
They're just the array of chemicals. It was unusual in and of itself, I would say.
When did you send the robot in?
When?
Yeah.
I don't really recall. That was earlier in the investigation.
Does he have a pistol permit?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you know if any handguns were found on the premises?
I don't.
Was he cooperative? Can you describe his demeanor? Because obviously you asked, or the Amherst police asked, if he had additional guns, to which he replied yes, and then allowed you into the apartment. Can you elaborate on that?
He was initially cooperative. I can't comment on his state of mind right now.
So you found suspicious chemicals and finished product explosives?
Yes.
What size, like an example of a finished product, would it be bigger than a loaf of bread? Or
I haven't seen it. I was told that it was dangerous and explosive.
The judge, when this gentleman said that he didn't do anything serious, didn't do anything dangerous, the judge said it had the potential to destroy several city blocks.
This is the first I've heard of that. I wasn't in court.
When's his next court date?
It's a couple weeks. I don't have the exact date.
Can you folks release the application or the warrant?
I don't have it with me.
Is he? What are these felonies that he's charged with?
Yes.
And how many felonies?
Two.
Two felonies. Criminal possession of a weapon.
Right.
As it relates to the chemicals.
Right.
And what's the other felony?
Reckless endangerment for the discharge of the firearm in the backyard.
Shooting a .22 out of his back door at bottles.
Yes.
Okay. And it was two counts, right, of reckless endangerment, I thought the judge said?
Again, I wasn't in court. I know that he was charged with at least two felonies, and there's other charges pending.
Does he have any priors?
I couldn't comment on that.
Do you know, or you just can't comment on that?
Both.
There's a lot of questions.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever been to a scene like this, this complicated, that took that much time to clear it? If you could just describe.
Personally,
what it was like.
No, but I've, based on what I've seen and heard, you characterize it almost as meth lab remediation. There was chemicals everywhere. We weren't really sure what we were dealing with. So you just have the best practice is to slow everything down, call in the experts, and take your time. That's why we were there so late.
So initially, he allowed police inside, how soon after did they realize that it was a dangerous situation and they had to get out?
Not very long. I think when we start seeing vials of unusual things, most policemen would back up.
So really, no police were inside there from, say, 7 all the way till 4 a.m.? Everybody just stayed out for 7 hours?
No, I think, well, the experts went in and sized up the situation.
Then why did you need a search warrant if you were in there all that time?
I think the thinking was at some point we transitioned from a public safety emergency to a criminal investigation, and that's proper procedure.
What happens next? Can you give any indication in terms of...
All the evidence is going to be analyzed. I can't comment on what the federal agencies are going to do or not do. Our state charges will just proceed through court, just like any other investigation.
Who takes the lead on this? Is it still Amherst? Is it federal?
If there's federal charges, they can obviously could take the lead. Right now, to the best of my knowledge, the only criminal charges pending against this gentleman are ours.
But the evidence is here somewhere in this building, or
it's
did they
scattered about depending based on how dangerous it is.
What's it like transporting all of that?
Again, Erie County helped us out with that. They're the experts. They have the equipment and the training, and we deferred to them, and we're happy for their assistance.
How were you able to track where he may have gotten some of these items from? With more than 50 pieces of evidence, that's a lot to track
it's
down.
It's going to be a lot of investigative legwork for our people and probably the ATF.
But some could have been bought at a store, right? I mean, some is maybe kitchen, household.
Yeah, right. That's the problem with a lot of these things is until you mix them with other things, there's nothing inherently illegal about possessing them.
So, is it safe to say that some of them are kitchen supplies, but it's unusual to have certain combinations of it?
It's more lab-grade chemicals that you could procure through normal commercial channels.
So once again, it appears that what he had in there was legal.
It's an assortment of legal things that were being used to make illegal things, I guess would be the best way to characterize it.
And when the robot went in, what did the robot do when it got in? Was it able to get things out?
I wasn't
did they fill you
there
in
for all that.
I know, but I'm sure they briefed you and told you something about
it. I think the robot was used to ferret out the most dangerous of the dangerous things, and then it has a camera on it, it's my understanding, so they could figure out how to best approach the situation.
So it was useful?
Oh, yes.
Any trip wires, booby traps, anything of that nature?
No, nothing like that. Like I said, there was no obvious link to anything threatening or terror plot or anything like that. Just the materials themselves were dangerous enough to warrant that response.
Was the concern, because in wake of what has happened across the nation in Colorado, was that a major concern?
Well, I think I'm sure that was weighing on everybody's mind, but no, I think if it had been a month earlier, we would have seen a similar response because... Everybody's professional, and our safety is the main concern.